Meister Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So the previous Mishnah we spoke about, if one by accident or on purpose bought fruits outside Yerushalayim with the money of Meister Sheni, here we deal with a behemah. So Lokech behemah outside Yerushalayim, Shogeg, so he didn't realize that the money was Meister Sheni money. He didn't realize that he'd have to go and bring this animal to Yerushalayim. So here it's a Mekach Tos, obviously. Yachzur Demelim Koyman. So here he can give back the animal and take back his money. Mazid, however, if he knew that the money was Meister Sheni money and he just wanted to get rid of it, Tala Vete Ochel B'makim. So now he doesn't have a choice. He has to actually take this animal and bring it up to Yerushalayim. And the Tefresol explains, not only that, we know that you're not allowed to buy animals, even with Meister Sheni money, unless you're buying it for a Shlomim. So that's what he has to do. He actually has to go, and he has to make it into, he has to designate it as a Shlomim, if it's a Tum, if it's complete. And if it's a Mum, so obviously you would just eat it in Yerushalayim as well. But the point is that if it's a tum, and there's no blemishes, you would actually have to make it into a shlamim in Yerushalayim. Vim ein mikdash, and if there is no beis hamikdash, tikover al yedei oira. So he would bury it, doesn't mean through its skin, means also, like the Tefresol explains, it's also with its skin. Because like the Rav explains, that even the skin is usser, and he can't have benefit from both the skin and the meat.